Simon & Schuster Audio presents Shakespeare Was a Woman and Other Heresies, How Doubting the Bard Became the Biggest Taboo in Literature, by Elizabeth Winkler. Read by Eunice Wong. I have come to think of history as a game that we play with the past. Beverly Southgate. Prologue. In England, in the summer of 1964, an unusual case came before the courts. It involved a squabble over the will of Miss Evelyn May Hopkins and the authorship of the works of William Shakespeare. Miss Hopkins had died, leaving a third of her inheritance to the Francis Bacon Society for the purpose of finding the original manuscripts of Shakespeare's plays. She referred to them as the Bacon-Shakespeare manuscripts, believing the true author of the works to have been Francis Bacon, the Elizabethan philosopher and statesman. The aim of finding the manuscripts was to prove that Bacon was, in fact, the author of the works attributed to Shakespeare. Her heirs were not pleased. Naturally, they preferred that the money go to themselves. Seeking to reclaim their inheritance, the heirs brought a suit against the society, arguing that Miss Hopkins' provision should be set aside on the grounds that the search would be a wild goose chase. To support their case, they solicited the testimony of scholarly experts. The Right Honorable Richard Wilberforce, a justice of Her Majesty's High Court, presided. Counsel for the next of kin described it as a wild goose chase, but wild geese can, with good fortune, be apprehended, observed the justice. Many discoveries are unlikely until they are made, he pointed out. One may think of the Codex Sinaiticus, or the Tomb of Tutankhamun, or the Dead Sea Scrolls. Wilberforce was a stolid Englishman, a former classics scholar at Oxford University, who rose through Britain's legal ranks to become a senior law lord in the House of Lords and a member of the Queen's Privy Council. Having reviewed the evidence submitted to the court, he summarized it as follows. The orthodox opinion, which at the present time is unanimous, or nearly so, among scholars and experts in 16th and 17th century literature and history, is that the plays were written by William Shakespeare of Stratford-upon-Avon, actor. However, Justice Wilberforce continued, the evidence in favor of Shakespeare's authorship is quantitatively slight. It rests positively, in the main, on the explicit statements in the first folio of 1623 and on continuous tradition. Negatively, on the lack of any challenge to this ascription at the time of the first folio.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?